You're listening to an encore presentation of The Rush with Ryan and Jay. News Talk 1010.
Welcome back to The Rush. I'm Jay Michaels. That is Amanda Galbraith. If you listen really closely, you can hear her shivering in the background. What did we learn this weekend?
That I have to wear sunscreen.
I thought you were wearing sunscreen. You just weren't wearing enough?
I know. I didn't put any on. I actually normally do, but nothing. Yeah.
Oh, and you wonder why you have a little bit of sunstroke.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if only there was some sort of father figure for the entire city that could have warned you about that type of behavior. Oh, coincidentally, please welcome Toronto Mayor John Tory. Hello, sir.
You know, I remember weekends when she used to come back into the office on Monday when she worked at City Hall with the sunburn. This is not a first. She's so smart, too, Jay. I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, never mind. We all make mistakes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I was taking advantage of your active TO roads, which I loved, by the way. But the West one is...
I was out myself over by there and saw, as I have, I think it's now the third time, just literally thousands of people from all age groups in every corner of the city using it, walking, strolling, biking, and rollerblading. Fantastic.
Yeah, it was packed. It was crazy.
And that must be one of those things where, you know, frankly, you know, everybody knows what an incredibly active mayor you are in this city. I mean, all you have to do is look at your itinerary or look at the TV, because you're usually on it, because you're almost always somewhere. It must feel good for you, you know, because you get the good and the bad, right? You have to go to Trinity Bellwoods and essentially lecture people and say, what the heck are you guys thinking? So when you see something like Active TO and you see so many people using it, that must be a good feeling as well, with all the work behind the scenes that goes into something like that.
I was kidding after the week that it was instituted, and of course it was a lot of hard work by the city staff to take it up and put it down and so on, but it was a great day to be a politician, because you'd walk around, everybody was happy, you do have to be accountable for a lot of things that people aren't as happy about, and so when you see something like that where everybody was happy, they're just happy to be using it and happy that it's there and happy to have the freedom to kind of go on. I think people love the idea. I've been on that Ride for Heart thing on the Parkway and the Gardner a couple of times, and there's something about, you know, riding on a highway, and especially down that ramp going from the eastbound Gardner to the northbound Parkway, it's very cool going down that on a bike. It really is. So I think that's why people enjoy it so much.
Mayor, and just a quick question before we jump in. Any question? Like, so I was riding, and I was thinking this would be amazing if we did this at, like, you know, every third Sunday or every other Sunday. Is there any talk of, once this is over, of keeping that around?
Well, I have bigger plans than that. I, depending on how it works out, and we're going to sort of assess it in a couple of weeks, cause after, say, a month of the Sundays and weekends. But I'd like to see us, do it for a whole season, and also maybe even look at doing it on weekdays. I have no feeling. I think on the weekdays there's enough space on the Martin Goodman Trail and so on for people to commute to work that way. But, you know, part of the reason for this was, of course, to allow people to physically distance. But we're going to take a look at it. But I think it is something that, we also might take a look at doing in other parts of the city, too. So this was meant to be a bit of a, I don't want to call it an experiment, but just have a look and see how it worked, and did it get used? And the answer to that is an overwhelming yes.
Toronto Police Chief Mark Saunders stepping down today. Your thoughts on that, and your thoughts as we move forward and obviously start to look for a replacement?
Well, first of all, I mean, I will just tell you, because I've worked with him very closely and I had a hand in his selection, you will not find a more sensitive, decent, competent, professional police officer than Mark Saunders. And, he didn't really like the limelight very much. It's part of this job that he didn't like. I told him from the very beginning, I said, you know, you're like a public figure. You are. And he didn't like that part, because he's just kind of a quiet, shy man, but in his own, a certain way. But I tell you, he did a lot to modernize the police service. And for all the talk that's going on now about the police budget, I mean, two of the years while he was chief, we had a 0% increase. First time in the history of the city, 2 years in a row, the average increase in the budget was 1.6%, and yet we brought in things like community policing and restored a traffic unit that's to chase down after careless drivers. But more than that, he's just a very sensitive man, and he transforming police culture is difficult, and it had to be done, and he knew that trust had to be restored, and we're a long way from the end of that process, but he certainly began it, and somebody's going to have to carry on with his work.
Mayor, speaking of that work, though, I mean, we're at a very sensitive time, I think, in the history of the police force. You've got calls for defunding, whether that's realistic or not. You have Councillor Matlow with his motion. You've got a lack of confidence in police all over North America. Is this really the time for the police chief, the first black police chief in Toronto's history, to step down?
you know what, when you're in these jobs, and you know this, there is no perfect time to step down. You know, whether you're the mayor or you're the police chief or a host of other positions, there's no perfect time to step down. He came to see me and he explained to me, you know, his reasons that are, you know, largely personal. And the guy's put in 37 years, and he's put in 6 years in a job that I would say to you, I know something of these jobs. This is a stressful job. It is a job where the pressure never comes off 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It can overtake your entire life. And he went through, as you know, a kidney transplant. He remarkably, before he had the kidney transplant, he was working as police chief all day, every day, and then going home and having dialysis. So to me, this guy's earned his retirement, and we will find a good replacement because we're going to work hard to do that. But as far as I'm concerned, he can pick the day he retires, and it's any day that he wants. I'm sorry to see him go, but I don't, you know, you just have to sort of do what you have to do.
So speaking of who replaces him, I was around when you were looking for the first chief. You know, there's obviously some deputies there. There's a few front runners people have mentioned. But do you expect, who do you expect to be a front runner, or what are you looking for in a chief? For example, Saunders was not really keen on the public speaking aspect of it. Is that something that you think is important as we go through this next phase? Like, what are you going to be looking at? Are you going to be looking outside of Toronto?
You know, it's like a lot of jobs. If you described the job of a talk show host and said, well, who's your ideal talk show host? You would undoubtedly describe someone that doesn't exist, because you'd want them to be this and to be that, and, you know, funny and informed and intelligent and, you know, finding those qualities in one person. Same with the police chief. We're going to look far and wide. We will look, of course, internally at the people that are there. He's got a good command structure. We will look outside. And, you know, having been through this once before, it's a very difficult task. And we'll find the best person who has to be very sensitive to some of the issues that are very much in the forefront now in terms of you know, anti-black racism and general sensitivity to this being the most diverse city in the world. And that poses a lot of extra challenges. The budget pressures are real, and I think that's something that's under active discussion. So, you know, we'll find the best person we can. We fortunately got some time to do it. We hadn't expected he would retire because his contract was up actually in April, Chief Saunders. So, you know, we'll take our time. We'll have an interim chief in the meantime, and we'll see where we go.
Any truth to the rumor that Ron Tavenner is being considered?
No, I don't think that. Ron Tavenner is a remarkable guy, actually. I think he's 70-something years old, and he's still been running a division. I think he's had some health issues. But anyway, I doubt very much he'll be there. And you're not going to get me into I am literally an objective participant as a member of the police board in the selection process, so I will not have a candidate that I'll be trying to appoint to anybody.
Let's talk about sorry, go ahead, Amanda.
No, go ahead, Jay. Go.
I was just going to jump us into the conversation, the phase one, the phase two conversation. We had the Minister of Health speaking with us on The Rush a little bit earlier today, sort of getting behind the curtain. How does it feel as the mayor of Toronto when you know that the other regions are opening faster than your city is? Is it one of those things where we're just such a dense population, we just have to face the facts that are the facts when it comes to coronavirus in our city?
Jay, that's exactly what it is. And I think what the people of Toronto want, and there's never unanimity on these things, but I think what they want is for this to be opened as quickly as possible, but not too quickly. I think they know that a measured opening, especially given that our numbers here, because it is a dense city with various contributing circumstances, that we should not rush this. And I'm very glad the province actually listened to the mayors of the GTA municipalities who said, you know, take it when it's right. Don't take it when it's because it's province-wide. And so it may be a week, it may be longer than a week, but we're going to look at the numbers and make a sensible decision based on public health first and foremost, and hopefully as soon as possible, because I know there's a lot of businesses and people who want to work in those businesses that want to get back to a more normal life. But I just think they've done this the right way, you know, just at the right speed, and I think people will be grateful for that later when we don't have, hopefully, any kind of bad recurrence of this.
But, you know, some of these regulations, there seem to be a bit Byzantine, and I know they sort of get passed down to you as the city, and you have to make sense of them. So, for example, we can use splash pads, but we can't use playground equipment. I mean, do you get frustrated by that? Because we're hearing a lot from, like, 71010 and from listeners, and frankly, I am frustrated, I think, by the lack of consistency. Is that a challenge for you at the city?
It's frustrating, but I will tell you this, in fairness to the people who are sitting around having to drop these orders and regulations, you know, you can sit there for as long as you have and ask about as many permutations and combinations as possible, but you never get to them all. And so in some cases, it's a divided responsibility between the province and, say, the city. In other cases, it's just that, you know, somebody didn't think of the angle that you might have mentioned. But it's complex and it's frustrating, and I know it's frustrating for people. But the good news is this government has shown a willingness to tweak these things after the fact to make those things clear. And I'm sure as these contradictions or inconsistencies arise, they will be fixed.
Toronto Mayor John Tory, as always, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot to both of you. Talk to you soon.
We'll be right back with more of this Encore presentation of The Rush with Ryan and Jay. News Talk 1010.